I'm Kelly Burley, along with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis, and this is Campus Connection for Thursday, October 1st. And Burns, there was a sea of orange in Austin, Texas, and the orange from the north prevailed.
There really was. The brighter orange, shall we say. That's a large stage for our players to come in and with almost 100,000 people screaming at you. We were fortunate to get the win. It was really a bizarre game, and there was a lot of cooperation on both sides on scoring for the other side. But it was it's a good win. The Cowboys are 4-0, and we've got the K-State Wildcats coming up this weekend, so we want to go 5-0.
And to Burns, a big dedication regarding the Dole Reed Center in New Mexico.
That's right. Just as a little background, Dole Reed is a world-renowned artist. He started basically the art department here at Oklahoma State and was here from the 20s through 1959, and then retired to New Mexico, Taos, New Mexico, and has a very picturesque piece of property out there that has three buildings on it. His old studio, which I understand was an 1830 goat barn. His daughter, Martha, who was a well-known fashion designer, Martha's at Taos, had a home, and then the parents lived in a casita there. And we've been restoring those over the last few years and bringing visiting artists and anthropologists and historians out, and then cohorts of students that go out and study for 2 or 3 weeks at a time. And we started about 3 years ago offering adult courses out there, and we've had a number of very interesting ones. And we had one on the atom bomb, Los Alamos, New Mexico modernism. Ann and I actually took one in drawing, and I certainly picked the right profession by not getting into drawing. And New Mexico cuisine and culture and so on. So they're great programs for adults, or shall we say graduates. And so anyway, we completed the last piece of the puzzle there, the parents' house, and had about 150 people there in Taos to celebrate that event. So I urge everyone to get online and look at the courses we'll be offering the following summer and take advantage of them.
Let's stay on the creative front, if we can, Burns, and talk about the new OSU School of Visual and Performing Arts, benefiting the creative class of students.
That's right. We have a Department of Music, a Department of Theater, and a Department of Art History and Graphic Design. Have for many years and offer degrees in those areas. But we decided that they could work at least administratively together more efficiently, and I think provide a better education, better performances, and all the rest. As you say, we've renamed it the School of Visual and Performing Arts, and music, theater, and the arts are a real jewel of the campus. Our faculty and students do an excellent job and brings a lot of joy and culture to our campus. We also have the Postal Plaza Gallery, our art museum in the old post office downtown Stillwater. And we've got our planned Performing Arts Center that will transform music and theater experience. OSU has always had a strong commitment to the arts, and this collaboration, I think, will just enhance that effort.
And finally, Burns, another year of big speakers coming to OSU thanks to the Spear School of Business.
That's right. Their executive management briefings in Oklahoma City and Tulsa and also here on campus are very popular and very informative. Bill Warren, president of Warren Theaters, will be in Oklahoma City on October 8th, so get your popcorn and go see him. And then Fran Shammo, who is the CFO of Verizon, will speak in Tulsa on October 13th. But anyway, go to the calendar for the OSU website to learn more, and there's a lot of other things there you'll find of interest.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.